Hey, thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Jeff, Simon and Ferator left Mount Darkleaf and flew east over the Desert of Seeds toward the Life Tree. They saw a tall tree root-like spire shooting up into the sky and decided to land at the top. It appeared to be some kind of structure covered in thousands of tiny windows and doors. Before they could venture inside, however, they spied an army of dark flying creatures approaching from the north. As you, the three of you, are all looking at this shadowy thing to the north, it becomes clear to you all that it is a very large cluster of flying creatures.
Oh no.
Simon goes, yes, but how do we get inside? Do we need to go to the bottom in order to go under? How?
We could knock. Ferris will immediately run to a door and start knocking frantically on a door.
The doors are just open archways.
Oh, okay.
As you start doing that, you hear like an eagle cry. And it's coming from the south, so behind you.
Jeffrey turns and squints and looks towards the eagle sound.
Okay, you see, similar to what you saw in the north, a large cluster of flying creatures. This one doesn't look as dark, the light is shining on it in a way that allows you to notice that it is some of the like similar woodland type creatures that you have seen before in your journeys here. At the front is an eagle. You don't know this eagle, but Ferator would recognize him as Roger, the eagle who helped him in the desert. There is Frederick, the grizzly old owl, and riding his back is Timmel the gecko. And amongst this cluster, Jeff, you see, you know, sparrows, finches, kea, tui, all of which have like mice or rats or spiders or frogs or other small creatures riding on their backs, all with weapons held high.
Backups arrived for something.
Good. That can make us focus on where these roots go. Simon is very focused.
Okay. There's a vine that basically goes like a stairway up the trunk of this roof, right?
That's right. So creatures from the ground could, like, theoretically climb up the outside of it through this, like, on a long winding staircase.
Ferator will take the last of the rope, tie it to himself, and then sort of run over and give it to Jeff and go, "Safety rope!" And then turns and starts running up the vine stairs.
You're already at the top.
Oh, we're already at the top.
Yeah, we're at the top. We landed at the top on the landing pad.
He turns around and goes the other way then.
you start running down the spiral staircase.
Yep, till I find an opening that seems big enough that could take Simon and the other two who aren't really the same size. So
yeah, I guess Simon's like searching, like looking in these archways to see if they go anywhere or if they're just rooms. Like, I'm kind of assuming that people lived here or whatever. So are they houses or?
Yeah, so some of the ones that you look into, they are just like a cubby, just like a small living space. But some of them you look into and you sort of can't see the end of it. And you imagine maybe it's a corridor or like a multi-room area. So it's hard to say exactly where you would need to go that would lead you to somewhere important.
I'm beneath the tree inside the roots. I'm thinking we go down, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my thinking.
Yeah, okay. So Simon's heading down the outside.
Okay, are you going to fly?
Out of the corridors that we're going through, is there like, when you go into like buildings, they have like the internal stairs that sort of go down. Is there anything that looks like that inside of this roof?
If you go into one, and so you go into the darkness inside, you see that there is also kind of like a spiral staircase inside it as well, going down the center.
Is this doorway one of the bigger ones that Simon can come through?
Yes.
So Peritol will run to the doorway and go, "This way leads inside and down." Different kind of darkness here.
Down is where we want to go. And Simon kind of comes inside, but he's feeling very, like, he doesn't like his wings not being able to flap. So he's feeling very nervous about that, like, waddling in there.
Okay. As you start to enter the route, you just hear a voice yelling from somewhere outside. We'll take care of the flyers. Go, go, go. Ferritor would recognize that as Roger the Eagle.
Roger, Roger! He'll then proceed up to Simon, notice that Simon's kind of not being very calm and collect, and will try and guide him through without acting sort of annoying.
Yeah, Simon's just kind of like waddling, trying not to slip down the stairs. I'm imagining the stairs are like smaller than his foot claw kind of pads are as well, so he's like having to take like two stairs at once when he's climbing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm imagining it being really awkward.
The staircase is quite narrow as well, so like your 2 feet side by side is the whole width of the staircase. So you'll really have to tiptoe down this spiral staircase to get down and down and down.
Jeff's taking the stairs two at a time up the front, cutlass out, waving it around, ready to go. Is there a banister?
No, there's not.
There goes the surfing idea.
Is there any sort of large nutshell or flat skateboard-like?
You know what? I love this. Make a diamond flip to see if you can find something like that.
I'm going to make a diamond flip to see if I can find something like that. It's a 4 of diamonds. My diamond score is 4, so 8. And I'm going to say this swashbuckling is... Oh, wait, is finding it swashbuckling?
No, finding it is not swashbuckling.
It might be Moxie. So I'll give myself 1 for that, and it's 9.
Okay.
I do have a golden shield.
You do have a golden shield. So, yeah.
Okay, so I guess I would find it quite easily.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Here's the thing.
So...
we will resolve the cards. So you got a low score, but you got the right suit. So you don't find anything, but in not finding something, you realize that your shield would be perfect for this.
Cool. Can I please Legolas down these stairs, even though Legolas is the worst part of Lord of the Rings?
You can certainly swashbuckle flip to try and do this.
I'm going to buckle the heck out of these swashes. So that's a Ace of Spades. Did we say the Ace was high or low?
Ace is a 1.
Ace of Spades! The Ace of Spades!
Ace is the worst.
Cool. So what was it? Was that a Spades flip?
Yes.
So...
it's the right suit.
There's a 7 plus 3, 10.
Okay. Yeah, so swashbuckling is...
plus 2 for Golden Shield, 12.
12, yeah. And it's a spade, so... even though you only you got the lowest possible number, your stats are so good and the suit was perfect, you managed to not only put your shield under your feet and skater bro your way down these spiral stairs, you also managed to do a couple of sweet kick flips on the way down.
Heck yeah.
And you look sick as heck.
Very cool into it.
And his companions?
I'll continue to help Simon walk down the steps.
One step, two.
at one point, I'll be hanging on to Simon's foot and just basically say forward a bit more and then down. Okay, now forward the next foot and then down. Basically be an eyewitness for each step.
Sam, can you flip to aid and then I'll get Simon to just flip a spades to just see how dexterously they get down the stairs so we can get to the bottom one way or another.
I got a club.
Okay, a club is 0 help.
But I get a plus 1 because I'm loyal.
Okay, so you get 1 help. 1 help.
I have a 6 in spades. I flipped a spade. I flipped a 5 of spades. So I have a 11 plus the 1 aid or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with Ferritor.
Plus club, but plus spades.
Yeah, with Ferritor's help, you gain the confidence, because he's not really doing much more than sort of giving you moral support, to really trot your way down on light feet, and it goes a lot quicker than when you're sort of awkwardly trudging.
Nice.
And down and down and down and down and down for a fair few minutes, and you reach a sort of like a cavern beneath this route as the stairs run out, and there It's sort of like just a hollow, a hollowed out area beneath the dirt, and there's little tree roots and stuff sticking through the ceiling of the cavern, so you can very easily ascertain you are now under the forest floor. And there are three paths that appear to run out of this cavern, equally apart from each other, so it's either, you know, you take door number one, door number two, or door number three.
If we were looking for something, because Simon's got a +6 on searching, what would we be looking for to figure out? I'm, like, you know, throwing that out to the group to figure out where we want to go. Like, what's the, you know? Like, we're not looking for a green light because that's cash. We're looking for extra darkness?
You don't really know anything beyond what Kashtar told you, which was just that cash, or the spec inside cash, would be at its most powerful inside the roots of the life tree.
Farator will pick up Cash and walk in front of each of the doorways facing Cash to see if he brightens at any of the hallways.
Okay. Yeah. You hold him up to one of them and you get no reaction at all, apart from him just saying to you, "My name is Cash."
Shh, not right now. We're finding things.
Wither is death. My name is Cash. To
Simon goes, "Remember, the pigeon wants to eat you."
You hold him up to the second door and his LED light eyes light up green.
Ferritor will turn around to the group and go, "Reaction!" Sort of holding Cash in the air, goes to do like a football spike on the ground and then stops and sort of goes back to holding Cash. Just waits. "Sorry, I got excited.
My name is Cash."
"Yes. Jeffrey? Would you like to lead the charge?" Sort of pointing down the corridor.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So, Jeffrey, where was... So, I would have ended out the staircase well before you guys reached the bottom?
Yeah, you would have been in this cavern for a fair few minutes before they landed.
All right, cool. So
he's already explored everywhere and he was just waiting for us.
You'll find that Jeffrey has found himself an alcove to pose in. He's sort of got one arm up against the wall and he's sort of in a stretched position, but sort of peering over his shoulder at you. And he senses his moment and leads off with a mighty battle cry, which I won't repeat now, forwards.
Yeah, so Jeff charges bravely and gallantly. Is that a word? Gallantly? No?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yes. Yay!
It's in the right context as well.
Oh, good. I know words. I know at least three words. down this...
And according to Discord, French.
This middle... Yeah, a little bit. This corridor. And it is... It's very obvious that you are inside of a system of tree roots. And you see, as you charge Jeff, that coming up ahead, there is a rat sniffing around... and it has sort of like wispy shadows coming off of it.
Jeffrey recognizes the signs, without hesitation, rushes to the attack.
Okay.
Do we notice the rat, or do we just notice Jeff disappear?
I would say you probably notice Jeff up ahead just start to run towards something. Instead of just running in general, he's now like running in a full battle charge.
Oh no, we should go. And Simon starts waddle hustling.
Is there enough room for Farator to get out of the way?
Yeah, his butt is swinging, you know, like, it's like when a woman's really got her, like, you know, swagger on and her hips are moving side to side, you know, and it's like that, but his whole butt is just swinging.
Yeah. Okay, so I will get everybody to flip some initiative in this tight space. I will say that Simon cannot fly down here.
Yep, got it.
10 clubs.
5 hearts.
13 diamonds.
Can we add that to things as well? Or? Yeah, no.
No, it's just
the card.
Yep. Okay, Simon, Rat, Jeff, Ferritor. So, Simon, what do you do for your first action?
He is moving at pace and he's going in with a beak. He's just going to run straight in and peck.
Okay. It looks up and it sees Jeff charging and then it sees this pigeon storming past. And yeah, make a beak attack.
Eight of spades plus my picking, which is six. So that's 14. There's plus, nothing really else I can
your,
add
plus
on
your
that.
Relevant suit stat.
Oh yeah, plus my, yeah. So we're going with speed or are we going with strength?
You tell me.
Depends. Are you going in quickly or are you just stab?
I think I would have to be going in quickly to somehow beat Jeff Array. So we'll go with the spade. So that's a 20.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, it got a 15 to try and dodge out the way, but because it was taken so by surprise, that's nowhere near enough. And the 5 difference is actually enough for your pick to kill it. So this rat looks up in surprise at this pigeon charging out of nowhere and just suddenly peck death.
I never planned on indoor pigeons.
It was like this wither is easier than I thought.
That wasn't wither. My name is Cash. Wither is death.
Yeah, Jules knows that, but Simon is a little bit dumb. So,
Jeff and Ferritor, how do you feel that combat was cut so short?
Yay!
Jeff's got his cutlass raised up and just sort of, and just sort of lets it fall down to his side.
I imagine Jeff would
sort of
run in.
Drags it through the dirt as he walks forward.
I imagine Jeff would sort of like run in and just start stabbing the body just to be like, I was involved too.
Aha, my sword is bloodied.
Look what I did.
Simon does turn to Jeffrey and is like, oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have been quite mad. Next time, I promise, I will leave some for you.
You continue down the corridor, this tree route, and it sort of winds left and right, and it sort of dips down deeper into the ground and up. It's very organic and natural in its path.
I want to do one thing. To yep. make use of the skill existing, push the rat's corpse to the side and then spend a brief moment praying as a prayer mantis over the rat, and then we go on.
Okay, to have what effect?
Just because it's a creature that was taken over by the wither.
Okay, yep. So pray to save this creature's soul, I guess?
Soul, yeah. I was just thinking because it's technically not its fault.
Yeah, so this would be a heart flip.
Ooh, it's a 9 of hearts. Plus 2 from prey is 11, plus 2 from my hearts is 14.
13, 11 plus 2?
Yes.
good, I was just checking that I wasn't crazy. Have I been wrong my whole life about 11 plus 2? Yeah, so you do a little prayer over the body of this rat, which was oozing sort of withery smoke, but when Simon killed it, it's the smoke sort of stopped oozing out of it, so now it's just a rat and there's sort of like a little bit of residual smoke in the area, and you notice with your prayer that the rat sort of glows very faintly in the dim light of these root tunnels, and the smoke dissipates completely, almost as if you have cleansed it.
I feel like a cleric.
You are a support.
What's that?
I don't know. Words like that appear in my head all the time.
So weird. Words like TTRPG appear in mine too.
What's a nat 20? Natural 20. This is the nature realm. Yeah, so after that, yeah, you continue down the...
Also the... wrong game. You mean a natural king, Brad.
A natural king.
We've proven a quote-unquote natural one being an ace clearly has no effect with surfing.
Yeah, well, it depends entirely on the suit and how buffed out your stats are. Yeah, this root system sort of just continues in a very natural way. And then it gets to a point where it's very, very tight-fitting, where Simon has a lot of trouble and will probably need some help to squeeze through.
Jeffrey pushes from behind.
Okay.
Yeah,
flip,
he does.
Yeah, flip to aid.
Ferritor will help from the front by giving comforting words. It's okay! not that far, and he'll sort of jolt further down to the bigger gap and then come back in. It's okay, not that far.
Sam and Oliver, give me flips. This was
Jack of clubs.
Okay, clubs is plus zero, so no help. So you're pushing and it's having no effect.
Diamond.
Diamond is plus one help, so you get another plus one on top of that for your loyal skill. So you are a plus two help. So Simon will have to flip something to squeeze through with a plus two from Ferritor.
Are we going with like agility, I guess? So we're making it a spades flip?
Yeah, sure.
I like this loyalty skill.
I got a seven of hearts, so with my spades, it's a 13.
Okay. Yeah, you...
Plus the two is a 15.
Yeah, so you are wedged in tight, and then suddenly, just with Ferritor's moral support, and with the feeble pushing from Jeff behind you, you eventually pop out of your stuck situation and sort of flop forwards into the tunnel moving forward.
This doesn't feel much like a hero would...
Yeah, this is not a very, like, this is not a moment for the stories. Like, let's leave this one out of our biography.
We can conveniently forget this sort of stuff if you like. For all everybody
I'm just
else
going
knows,
to say it's... Yes, I'm just going to say it was the golden breastplate getting in the way.
You haven't been eating too many bugs. And so you continue a little bit further, and then suddenly it opens up into a huge, like monstrously huge underground cavern, and there are hundreds of other routes and tunnels like coming out of this room. And if you look up, you see like the underside of a very, very large tree that puts that sort of that spire that you climb down to shame. You are very definitely right now underneath a very, very large tree, an unfathomably large tree.
Simon, good news. Bigger area for you to fly in. Bad news, more roots.
As you all sort of enter this large cavern and spend a moment sort of taking in your surroundings, you hear like a very deep rolling, growling sound.
Says Jeffrey.
Ferritor looks around to check that it wasn't Simon's stomach.
Simon checks to listen to his own stomach before shaking his head at Ferritor.
Which way did that come from? I'm not great with sounds.
You can't tell. Sort of came from anywhere and everywhere.
Ferritor takes one of his cattle drops out and just throws it into the abyss of the thing and then listens.
You hear the growl again, and then very thin tendrils of smoke start wisping in from all of the root tunnel systems. So you're getting hundreds of like individual tiny little wisps, and they all zoom into the center of this cavern, and they start swirling around and round, and they coalesce into the shape of a wolf that is made entirely of smoke.
And it's you again!
And the wolf's face just stares right at you and lets out a very long, feral growl.
Jeffrey sidles over to Simon and says, "Are you seeing this too?"
Oh, yes, this is the Wither Wolf, right? This is where we break cash, isn't it?
It tilts its head at you, Simon, as you say Wither.
Are there any sticks nearby, there being a lot of roots?
Yeah, I'd say there's like little twigs and stuff littering the place.
Jeffrey grabs one and throws it behind the wolf and says, "Ah, there boy, go get it!"
It turns its head towards the stick, almost amused, and then turns back at you and gives you a look of, did you seriously think that would work?
Jeffrey, leans over to Simon and goes, "Damn, I seriously thought that would work."
Well, it was worth a go, good man. Yes, yes, good one that. However, is this the thing we use cash on? I feel like we only get one shot.
I thought we had to use cash in the tree here, but not on the thing.
The speck to fight the darkness and to fight the demon Wither. Whether is this thing which has come hither, or whether it isn't, is yet to be seen.
Jeffrey sort of sidles closer to the wolf and says, "Hey, you there? Any ideas?"
It turns its head to look down at Jeff, who is inexplicably standing right next to it. And it just says,
"Soldiers of Kashtar will die."
More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a proud member of the Podicon Go network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Visit podiccongo.com to learn more about this and other fantastic podcasts. In fact, here's a promo for one of those shows now.
Hello, I'm Matthew John Brooks, archaeologist and host of Cambridge for Kids History Podcasts. Whilst in lockdown, I have created a series of historical podcasts for kids and the whole family to enjoy. Every episode is a snappy, bite-sized treasure trove of information, and all under 10 minutes per episode. In this first season, we take a barge through ancient Egypt, walk the marble temples of ancient Greece, march the provinces with the Roman legions, stare in awe at the seven wonders of the ancient world, and stomp around with ferocious dinosaurs. If that sounds like fun, let's go time travelling. It's educational, it's engaging, and it's entertaining. Perfect brain food in these strange times.